हरे कृष्णा। टुडे इज थर्सडे 4th अक्टूबर 2012। आई वेलकम यू टू दिस भगवद गीता क्लास। सो लेट्स फर्स्ट स्टार्ट विद द प्रेयर्स। विल चैंट इट टुगेदर। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मायं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य च पतितानाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमः विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमः विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू टेक चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5, 6 and 7। दैट्स वी आर गोइंग टू कवर दिस। So we'll first chant the shlokas. The first number 5 we will chant few times, and then the other ones we'll just simply read. Okay. So again, please chant after me. Uddareda atmanatmanam, Uddareda atmanatmanam, Natmanam avasadayet, Natmanam avasadayet, Atmaevahya atmano bandur, आत्मैव ह्य आत्मनो बन्धुर् आत्मैव रिपुरात्मनः आत्मैव रिपुरात्मनः। उद्धरेद आत्मनात्मानम् उद्धरेद आत्मनात्मानम् नात्मानम् अवसादयेत् नात्मानम् अवसादयेत्। आत्मैव ह्य आत्मनो बन्धुर् आत्मैव ह्य आत्मनो बन्धुर् आत्मैव रिपुरात्मनः आत्मैव रिपुरात्मनः। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग। उद्धरेत् one must deliver Atmana by the mind. Atmanam, the conditioned soul. Na, never. Atmanam, the conditioned soul. Avasadayet, put into degradation. Atma, mind. Eva, certainly. He, indeed. Atmanah, of the conditioned soul. Bandhu, friend. Atma, mind. Eva, certainly. Ripuhu, enemy. Atmanah, of the conditioned soul. This was the word by word meaning of text number 5. Now we'll go to the translation. One must deliver himself with the help of his mind and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. So please repeat. One must deliver himself with the help of his mind and not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. We'll take the next one also, 6th. We'll just chant it one time. Bandur Atmatmanastasya, Bandur Atmatmanastasya, Yenatmay Vatmana Jitaha, Yenatmay Vatmana Jitaha, Anatmanastu Shatrutve, Anatmanastu Shatrutve, Varte Tatmay Vashatruvat, Varte Tatmay Vashatruvat. Bandhu, friend. Atma, the mind. Atmanah, of the living entity. Tasya, of him. Yena, by whom. Atma, the mind. Eva, certainly. Atmana, by the living entity. Jitaha, conquered. Anatmanaha, of one who has failed to control the mind. Tu, but. Shatrutve, because of enmity. Vartate, varteta, remains. Atma eva, the very mind. Shatruvat, as an enemy. Translation. For him who has conquered the mind is the best of friends. But for one who has failed to do so, his mind will remain the greatest enemy. We'll take the 7 also. Jitatmanah prashantasya, Jitatmanah prashantas prashantasya, Paramatma samahitaha, Paramatma samahitaha, Shitoshna sukha dukheshu, Shitoshna sukha dukheshu, Tatha mana pamana yoho, Tatha mana pamana yoho. Jita atmanaha, of one who has conquered his mind. Prashantasya, who has attained tranquility by such control over the mind. Paramatma, the super soul. samahitaha, approached completely. Shita, in cold. Ushna, heat. Sukha, happiness. Dukha, and distress. Tatha, also. Mana, in honor. Apamanayam, apamanayaha, and dishonor. For one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached, for he has attained tranquility. To such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor are all the same. So we see now Krishna is talking about mind control. In the all the three verses he talks about that, you know. And what is coming out of all this? That if we control the mind properly, more than that, actually the trick is to engage the mind properly. Because controlling the mind is very easy to say, but it's most difficult. How can you control something which you don't even see? Arjuna says that it's like controlling the wind. How can we control the wind? The same way we cannot control mind. It's supposed to be very, very fickle, very chanchala, isn't it? So, how do we do this? Of course, one way is meditation, which we are discussing in this chapter. And the other way is to engage it in devotional service. If you are thinking of Krishna all the time, where is the chance for any other thing to enter your mind? You can try it on, you know. See, when you are remembering Krishna, hearing about him with concentration, with feeling, chanting about him, there is no time for mind to go here and there. Only when we are not attending properly, if we are not focusing, then the problem starts. And this is true, very, very true. Of course, everything in Bhagavad Gita is true, but this one particularly we can see practically that if you can control the mind, or you can make the mind your friend, you know, that's what we should do. Bandhu rather than Shatru. So if we don't engage the mind properly, it can become Shatru. It can mislead us to something which we don't want. Of course, when I say we don't want, means I am talking of the devotees. For devotees especially, it is very tough. All of us have come from the backgrounds, you know, where we were not devotees. And then we are trying to become devotees. So now we have a lot of baggage with us, a lot of background. And then we are trying to get rid of that and trying to engage ourselves in Krishna's service. So it's all the balancing act, you know. We are all doing balancing act. And some are more successful, others are less successful. And that is the only difference between one devotee and another devotee. Those who are successful, they simply do not mind about the mind, you know. Those who are not successful, they know that it's the mind which is creating problems. All the time I hear this, Prabhuji, I am chanting, I want to chant, but how to concentrate? The mind goes here and there. Mind wanders. Mind dictates things. So this is by, of course, one way is abhyasa. You know, you train the mind. And the other one is, as I said, engage. Like we talk about vairagya, you say vairagya, shushka vairagya, dry renunciation, or yukta vairagya. Engaging everything in Krishna's service. So same way, engage your mind also in Krishna's service. Here, for example, in the sloka which is on the screen right now, it says, one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached. because he has attained samadhi, tranquility. And then when we reach it, then we don't get bothered about, you know, heat and cold and happiness, distress, etc., etc. You know, that honor, dishonor, big things. Out of that, one can say heat and cold, okay, in the summer I put air conditioned, in the winter I put heater, so I am comfortable. I mean, these two things don't bother me. Like I remember first time when I came into Arizona, 1998, Arizona is as hot or even hotter than Delhi in India, you know. So, first few days it was very, very tough because the heat is even in the night, you know, in India, night time at least, nights become a little cooler. But this is desert and, you know, it is same temperature even at 2 o'clock in the night. But then, when I was talking to somebody, local person, and he said, oh Prabhuji, it's so easy, you know. Actually, all that bothers us is when we walk from the house to the car, and then again from the car to the office. Because house is air-conditioned, car is air-conditioned, office is air-conditioned. And same for the winter. Like I was in Chicago, and you know, you people will pre-start their car, keep it running so it becomes hot inside, and then they go and sit in the car. So, little. But here, Krishna is not talking of that. He is just talking of in relation with the happiness and sad, happiness and distress. And that's what he talked of in the second chapter. If you remember, he told Arjuna to tolerate. He says, this happiness and distress will come and go like winter and summer. And one has to tolerate it. Now here it is saying, you conquer your mind so that the mind becomes your friend, best friend. If you don't do it, if you don't make it friends, then it will become your enemy, worst enemy. Even when we say three kleshas, three types of miseries, we talk of adhyatmika, adi bhautika, adi daivika. So what is adhyatmika? Adi atmika, and atmika means mind. The problems created by mind, that is the biggest misery we face, of our own making. And that's why we have so many psychiatrists, psychopaths, you know, teachers, gurus. What are they doing? They're just talking to people about the same thing, you know, how to not get disturbed. And here Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving the formula. He says, just make it a friend. He's your best friend. If he's not listening, give it a treatment. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's treatment. Srila Prabhupada's guru. What was his treatment? And he says, when you get up in the morning, take your broom and hit your mind with 100 times. Tell it to behave. And then in the evening when you come back home, take your shoes, chappal, whatever, and beat the mind again. Ask it to be in control. And by meditation what happens? You practice. That's what Krishna says. When Arjuna said, cannot be done, Krishna said, you have to practice. Let's see some of the points, you know, by different acharyas. So when we talk of yoga system, especially when I'm talking now of Ashtanga Yoga, what happens? Mind and the soul are especially important. Since the mind is the central point of yoga practice, here it's being clarified that when we say Atma, it's not soul, it's mind. Sometimes it is addressed as mind. So what is the purpose of yoga system? To control the mind and to draw it away from attachment, right? Actually that's what it is. But nowadays they teach yoga so that you can get more attached. They say, oh, you can have a meditation on something here that you like. You know, a rasagulla. You can meditate on a rasagulla and rasagulla will come, Rasgulla will give you more sweetness. But here it is not like that. Yoga, we have to cling with Krishna, so you control your mind. So why the pure soul? Soul is pure, right? Soul is Satchidananda Vigraha. Why is it attached to so many things? Because mind is involved, along with Ahankara. You know? And first covering of the soul is Ahankara. And that directs the intelligence and that directs the mind, and then the mind directs the various bodily features. Why? Because your desire is to lord over the material nature. That's all. The plan of the mind is, plan of the Ahankara is to prove to you that you are the best and you can control everything and you are the boss and you are the master. And it tells the intelligence, and intelligence starts working, and it tells the mind, come on, start thinking about something. I will help you, but think of something which will make you the master. So that's what happens, you know. So as I said, I talked about that. The best way to disentangle is to engage the mind in Krishna consciousness. And this soul is actually, as I said, Satchidananda Vigraha, but it has fell into the samsara, to the cycle of birth and death. Why? Because attachment to senses, objects of senses. So there's some effort required, you know, in everything. Even in the material world, if you have to progress, you have to make efforts. You cannot get anything just like that. So now we are talking of attaining something highest. When we attain Krishna Prema, and we make our reservation on the plane going back to Krishna, then some efforts are required. And of course there are various efforts, but the easiest effort is to chant the holy name. The 16 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the beginning. And that's the middle, and that's the end. In between you can read, you can do, get knowledge, etc. But ultimately that's where you have to go. That's the process you have to follow. So if you don't do that, then whatever yoga we are talking is just a show. Just for show. You sit with your closed eyes, talking of meditation, but your mind is going somewhere else. You are thinking of the latest movie or the football match or cricket match or whatever, you know. So it's a waste of time. In that period, rather to chant Krishna's name so that at least you get some benefit, direct benefit. So the acharyas say that as a soul which is part and parcel of Krishna, it is the duty of the part and parcel to serve the whole. We talked about that many times. So carry out the order of the superior. So what happens when the mind is conquered? One voluntarily agrees to abide by the dictation. You know, see, voluntarily, it's not to be forced. Yes, I have to attend this Bhagavad Gita class. I have to give my class. I have to attend my class. I have to attend my worship. I have to complete my rounds. I have to read. I mean, everything comes naturally. That is why devotees are different than others. And what happens? Who dictates? Now, this is the thing. You know, these two birds, one eating the fruit and other watching, witnessing. When this bird eating the fruit turns towards the bird which is watching, which is Paramatma, the Atma turns towards Paramatma, then the Paramatma starts dictating. And that's how you start behaving differently. You know, your consciousness changes, transforms. Okay. Again, same thing, you know, different acharyas are confirming the same thing by little different definitions. Atma is a friend causing benefit to that jiva who has conquered the mind. If you don't conquer, then it becomes your enemy. anatmanah. So again, as I said, you know, one is ahankara, which creates problems, and second is maya, the illusory energy, the maya. Then you again, you know, maya tells you, okay, buy this, buy that, it's best. Okay, maybe something else, maybe something else. Oh, why did you buy this? You should have bought that. Okay. So you go to any big store here, Walmart and anybody, any store. There's a big line always for people returning the things. They bought it in the first place under the influence of maya. Now maya is telling them this is no good. Go return it. Buy something else. The idea is not that, okay, I am returning it, I will never buy it again, and I will not buy anything in replacement. No. Idea is, I used it, it didn't give me any pleasure, so let me try something else. And the cashier there will ask, so you want to return, you want money, you want to buy something else? Oh, I will buy something else. Okay. So what you have to do is, you have to fix it on the superior. You know, you have to look within, as they say. But for looking within, you have to first look without. When you see Krishna in his wonderful Tribhanga Rupa, then you can make him sit in your heart. Or a four-handed form, you know, of Narayana. That is how what the shape of, what the form of Paramatma is. So for this we require efforts, you know. As I said, without efforts, nothing is going to happen. So if you want to stop this transmigratory, that means going from one body to another, samsara, continuous cycle of birth and death. If you want to stop that, then you have to make some effort. What is the effort? To elevate your consciousness. To start thinking of more and more spiritual things and less of material things. And it says that when the mind is freed from attachments, one becomes lucid and clear, and the mind is like one's best benefactor. Right? Freed from attachments. No more confusion. I don't want it. Finish. Drada nishchaya. Drada vrata. And then, because if it is disturbed, what happens? Then you become distracted, distorted. And the mind becomes one's worst malefactor or enemy. You know, I'm not getting this. I have to get this. How do I get this? Then it whole thing starts. And then you remember in the second chapter also talked about when you don't get the thing, then you become angry. And then you become angry, you start creating problems for yourself. And then ultimately you fall down from your situation. So all lose-lose, and you make the friend, mind the friend, everything is win-win. Everything is win-win. Your health, your wealth, everything is perfect. So what is required? Faith and determination. Shraddha and prayas. And then that will make you get away from that ahankara. You know, you have to tell him, hey, you are the menial, useless, insignificant servant of the supreme, glorified, magnificent Lord. So how do you get it? One formula, best formula, tested by everybody, association. Association for whom? Associations of those who can tell us something, who can teach us something, from where we can learn something, or you can at least discuss with them something. Okay. So the association, I told you, engaging your mind, associate. These are all the practical aspects. Another acharya says, the mind is only a friend to those who are able to restrain it from flowing. If you cannot, then it's your worst enemy. Same thing, and same thing told in a different way. So here what Parashara Muni said, you know, father of Vyasadeva, Veda Vyasa, mind itself is the sole cause of bondage. Mind itself is the sole cause of bondage in the material existence. And the same mind is the sole cause of liberation also. You know, see how you use it. Like a knife can kill somebody, but the same knife in the hand of a surgeon can save somebody's life. The same way, it's a mind. Used properly, fantastic results. Used improperly, devastating results. And finally, we say that if the mind is not directed toward devotion to the Supreme Lord, it is not likely to be helpful in the same way. And here is a nice small example. If you have a servant who does not work, so what is the use of that servant? It's rather not have that servant, right? Because if his servant is there, if he is not working and you are simply feeding him, the same way mind is our servant, but it becomes our master. It becomes our master, and then we get controlled by the mind. So you have to control the mind before it controls you. That's what Krishna is talking about. Okay? So, wonderful instructions, wonderful purports we saw. Association, devotion, engaging your mind in it. And then, directed towards Paramatma. All the things, all the process has been given perfectly. All that is required is to follow it. Okay. So, I would like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, you can take that up. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.